This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan more than a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China Thursday intensified military exercises around the self-ruled island. Authorities in Taiwan say China has fired at least 11 ballistic missiles into the water encircling Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said Chinese military fired ballistic missiles into the waters near Taiwan's eastern, southern, and northern coasts in a series of volleys Thursday afternoon Taiwan time. China initially said the live fire military drills would impact six zones near Taiwan and would last through Sunday. However, Taiwanese officials said the exercises Thursday were extended to a seventh zone, where the drills will last a day longer. Taiwan has put its military on alert and staged civil defense drills, while the U.S. has numerous naval assets in the area. Speaking Thursday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, has arrived in Japan, the final stop on her Asian trip. University of Tokyo International Politics Professor Ryo Sahashi told VOA there is nervousness in Japan over the fallout from Pelosi's visit to Taipei.
I really think, you know, the situation is really serious. And, you know, and my point is, first, do we really need this crisis? Is this really strategic benefits for us? I don't think so. And second, Japanese government might not predict correctly about the Chinese response.
China's saber-rattling and military buildup in recent years has led Japan to strengthen ties with regional and NATO allies. Japan Defense Forces are taking part in this month's Garuda Shield military exercises in Indonesia for the first time, alongside the United States, Australia, and Singapore. This is VOA News. U.S. officials believe Russia is working to fabricate evidence concerning last week's deadly strike on a facility housing prisoners of war in a separatist region of eastern Ukraine. A source close to U.S. intelligence officials told the Associated Press investigators have determined Russia is looking to plant false evidence to make it appear that Ukrainian forces were responsible for the July 29 attack on the Lenivka prison that left 53 people wounded and dozens more injured. Russia has claimed the Ukraine's military used U.S.-supplied rocket launchers to strike the prison in Lenivka, a settlement controlled by the Moscow-backed Donetsk People's Republic. Ukrainian military denied making any rocket or artillery strikes in the area, a settlement controlled by the Moscow-backed Donetsk People's Republic. U.S. women's basketball star Brittney Griner appeared in Russian court Thursday to be sentenced in a drug trial. Speaking during closing arguments, Griner offered an apology to the judge. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Before being sentenced in her Russian drug possession trial, basketball star Brittney Griner made a final appeal.
Your Honor?
Griner told the court she had no intention of breaking the law by bringing vape cartridges with cannabis oil to Moscow in February.
I made an honest mistake.
And she's sorry.
I never meant to hurt anybody.
Saying the Russian city where she's played the last 6.5 years has become her second home.
And I hope that in your ruling, that it doesn't end my life here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The judge in Griner's case, Anna Sotnikova, Thursday sentenced her to 9 years in prison. The judge said the time Griner has served in custody since her February arrest would count toward the sentence. Reporters at the scene say Griner showed little emotion as the sentence was delivered. The Bank of England has projected that Britain's economy will enter a recession by the end of the year. To slow accelerating inflation driven by the fallout from Russia's war in Ukraine, the bank hiked interest rates Thursday by the largest amount in more than 27 years. The bank says inflation will accelerate to over 13% in the final 3 months of 2022 and remain very elevated for much of 2023. The bank's forecasters say inflation will hit its highest point for more than 30 years amid the doubling of wholesale natural gas prices tied to the war in Ukraine. The central banks worldwide are struggling to control surging inflation without tipping economies into recessions. Repeating this hour's top news story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan more than a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China Thursday intensified military exercises around the self-ruled island. More information on this story and other stories we're working on, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.